Christ is risen. On Wednesday evenings this Lent, I led a Bible study on the Gospel of John. It's not my favorite of the four Gospels, but we hear a lot from John during the Lent and Easter seasons in this year A of the lectionary cycle. So digging into it with folks over the course of 5 weeks seemed like a good idea. The Wednesday we discussed Jesus' post-resurrection appearances to his disciples, including the story of doubting Thomas we just sang together, I asked the group if anyone was familiar with the movie Risen, which came out about 10 years ago. Few hands went up. It had been a while since I last watched it, so when I went home that evening, I decided to see if it was available on any streaming services. It was. And so a spontaneous movie night for me and my dog, Cooper, ensued. Risen tells the story of a Roman tribune named Clavius, an experienced and accomplished soldier who's basically Pontius Pilate's, yes, that Pontius Pilate's, right-hand man. As you might guess from the title, Risen also has something to do with Jesus. You see, Pilate has heard all the rumors flying around Jerusalem that the man he sentenced to crucifixion is going to rise from the dead on the third day. Pilate doesn't believe this rumor, of course. It's ridiculous. And neither do the Jewish leaders who convinced Pilate to kill Jesus in the first place. But all of them are very worried that Jesus' disciples are going to make off with his body and tell everyone that he is risen. That could cause a lot of trouble, especially when there are many extra people in the city because of Passover. So first, Clavius, the Roman tribune, is given the job of securing the tomb where Joseph of Arimathea has buried Jesus. With much huffing and puffing, a group of soldiers sets a big stone in place. Thick ropes are crisscrossed across the stone and tied to metal loops embedded around the opening and then sealed with wax so they will be tamper-proof. Clavius posts two guards at the tomb. They're not the cream of the crop, soldier-wise, but they should be enough to stop Jesus' disciples from trying any funny business. You know what happens. Jesus' body disappears anyway. Pilate is mad, the Jewish leaders are mad, the soldiers guarding the tomb are in big trouble, and Clavius is put on the case. Clavius begins interrogating people who have been spreading the rumor that Jesus is risen, threatening torture if they don't fess up to stealing the body. He goes to the empty tomb and inspects the linen cloth laying inside, which, when he holds it up, looks like the artifact we call the Shroud of Turin. Clavius examines the thick ropes now hanging from the entrance to the tomb and notes that they weren't cut. They clearly burst with great force. He finds his wax seals melted. Then the gross stuff starts. Clavius has people root around the pit of dead bodies in various stages of decay behind the city's crucifixion site to see if there are any recently dead ones that might be Jesus. He has his soldiers dig up fresh graves all over the city, looking for a male corpse with holes in his hands and feet and side, but whose legs are not broken. Finally, after paying off an informer, Clavius ends up discovering the room where Jesus' disciples have gathered. He's all wound up to pull his scary Roman soldier, "You better tell me where you put his body or else" routine, until he recognizes that the man he sees sitting in the middle of the group of disciples in this room, being touched, hugged, kissed, rejoiced over, is the same man Clavius himself saw hanging lifeless on a cross. As Clavius is standing there watching this reunion play out in front of him, the movie jumps between these two images: Jesus crucified, beaten and bloody, a crown of thorns on his head, turning blue and cold, dead. And now Jesus, very much alive, smiling and laughing, his eyes warm and sparkling, full of love, as he looks around the room at his followers and then right at Clavius. As good a job as Risen does with the historical aspects of Roman military tactics and what death from crucifixion was like, it kind of goes off the rails at this point. Jesus disappears from the gathering rather suddenly. That's the way it works post-resurrection, according to the biblical witness. Jesus is there, and then he's not, and then he is again. But the rest of the movie, the decidedly unbiblical part, is about Clavius following Jesus' disciples as they journey to Galilee. Clavius sheds his soldier uniform piece by piece. Then he is welcomed to join the disciples at their fire one night and helps them make a rather dramatic escape from a group of Roman soldiers chasing them. Jesus appears to his disciples and Clavius one more time, heals a leper, and then ascends to heaven. I like Risen a lot. It's very well acted and well filmed. Especially touching are the scenes of the disciples reunited with Jesus post-Easter morning. There's such profound and utter joy. But I do struggle a bit with the whole seeing is believing aspect of Risen. How much more powerful the movie would be if Clavius came to believe in the resurrection without actually seeing the risen Jesus himself? What if Clavius came to believe because he heard Jesus' disciples tell stories about water turned into wine at a wedding, 5 loaves and 2 fish turned into a feast for a crowd, a blind man given sight? What if Clavius came to believe because he shared some bread and wine with Jesus' disciples and they spoke those words together? This is my body. This is my blood. Do this for the remembrance of me. What if Clavius came to believe because someone told him the good news that the brokenness, violence, and death that were so much a part of his life as a soldier did not have the last word? Have you believed because you have seen me? Jesus asks. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. The number of human beings who actually saw our risen Lord, who saw the mark of the nails in his hands, who put their fingers in the mark of the nails and their hands in his side, well, it's a pretty small number, isn't it? The rest of us, we come to believe in a different way. Because someone carries us to a baptismal font when we are a baby and raises us in the faith. Because a coworker tells us about Jesus when we're 50 years old and we want to hear more. Because we hit rock bottom and a friend shares with us the story of a prodigal son. because we walk into a church, and though we are a stranger, people welcome us with kindness and love. Because we hunger for something more than the world can ever give us, and we find it at our Lord's table. You see, the risen Christ is here among us, with us still. He is here in our gathering in his name, in our speaking and praying and singing and eating and drinking and sighing and doubt and faith. And so as Thomas and Clavius came to believe, let us also proclaim, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.